good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. Welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lenis. How is everybody doing? I hope that your weekend transpired pretty good considering Friday was our new moon and our last eclipse for the year. Boy, I tell you, we have three of them just back to back, huh? But anyway, I hope that your Sunday started out very good for you. So welcome to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lenis here at 3 p.m. every Sunday on the West Coast and 6 p.m. on the East Coast. Brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Normally, your moderator would be Miss Nina, but she took Sundays off for the summer, and so she's only here with us on Monday nights. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. In the chat room, just to let y'all know, usually Heather is in there, and Heather's a psychic, and also Anna, and Anna is the intuitive life coach. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website, right side of the page, scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. And we do accommodate your time frame if you're calling from the East Coast. Spread the word. Tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Even if she's not here, I know she loves you. So, anyway, that's that. And do check out the website, everybody. We have not only on the front page, you can listen to the past shows and the current show, and also the readings. You know, you can go in there and click on to get a reading done. But also, we do have prayers, too. So if you're in need of prayers, prayers are also over there from family, jobs, promotion, children, whatever that you're going through. It's a lot of prayers over there. And then the main one is the blog news. Now, the blog news, you definitely want to check if you can every day, or at least subscribe. If you subscribe to the website, then you'll get the information daily. Some really, really good articles over there on the blog news. Okay. Well, I'm going to do birthdays, and we'll do prayers, and then we're going to start the calls. How about that, huh? How about that? I sure hope everyone is doing good. Okay, well, birthdays. Boy, I've got all kind of messages coming up for me, huh? Which is okay, but not now. Okay, first off, oh, come on. Amanda Thorne, happy birthday, girl. Ashley Eeks, happy birthday to you. Jacob Sylvester, happy birthday, brother. You doing the damn thing. And Myron LaFalle, gone with it now. Happy birthday to one of my best friends, Billy Jerome. I hope you're having a good day. In fact, your birthday's tomorrow, so I hope you're having a good day. Happy birthday to Miss Esther Jones. I like your new picture, girl. Looks good. Happy birthday to Darwin Campbell. God bless you and your family. Happy birthday to Miss Sugar Abram. Gone with it now. Happy birthday to Boss Curtis, James Nicole, Raymond A. Carter Jr., Julie Stillebauer, Michael Hilton. No, he's not part of the Hilton family, but I know he wish he was. But anyway, happy birthday, Michael. And happy birthday to the twins, my nieces, and Tavia Lee. Happy birthday to you guys. Mr. James Donaldson, you're going to do good. Happy birthday to you. I know you're going back in for knee surgery. You will feel so much better. Happy birthday to Mr. Austin Hunter, one of my UFO folks. We enjoy chatting back and forth. Happy birthday to Sharon Anderson, Campbell, Brown, Maria, and happy birthday to Pam Cruikshank. You have a good one, girl, huh? All right, then. God bless all of you that are having birthdays this weekend. I hope that you enjoy and do quite well. Okay, we're going to do a short prayer because there's other people, I mean, folks are waiting on the line. My higher good, our higher good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Now, you know what? There's one prayer, only because we have been going through so much, and I didn't bring the right one, did I? We've been going through so much in the sky with the cluster, you know what. I ain't going to curse, but anyway, what we're down to now, the new moon was yesterday. The full moon will be the 26th. It'll be the fourth Sunday of this month. The third Sunday of this month, August 19th, we're done. It's the last day of Mercury retrograde. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be done with that. And let's see what else. Oh, and I think on the 17th or the 18th, we should be done with those other six planets all the way back to June that have been retrograde. So things are starting to look better. After next week, like I said, the 19th, we'll be done with Mercury retrograde. On the 20th of August, our lives should start going back to being normal. And then the following Sunday will be the full moon. So with that, I just want to read, you know, for all of us that might have been going through some changes. We ask God, we ask Source, God, angels, miracles, collective conscious, and our ancestors to remove the wicked, angry, evil, lowly negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, present day spirits, and future life spirits from all dimensions of time and space here and now. We release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest good. So be it, our will be done. Okay. Well, with that, let's begin the show, and I'm ready. It is my pleasure and my honor to serve you guys and answer questions. You know I enjoy doing it. Even though it is a gift from God, I still enjoy doing it and helping people. Okay, our first caller is area code 941 out of Florida. This is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. Welcome to the show, and you're our first caller, young lady.
Oh, great. So, wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. So what can we answer for you today? Oh, I'm sorry.
I am looking for a new office space. My landlady finally let me go out of my lease, which will be done at the end of September. But, you know, as long as I pay, I can leave earlier. Do you see me finding a new office space for my work? I mean, I know it's coming, but when or what direction and that?
Okay, I see you taking over a space that was once like a tavern or a little lounge. It's empty now, but that's what the business was prior. But it's, okay, I see the front door, like if you have somebody or desk or something there by the front door, and a little seating area. And then the back part of it, I would say midway, what I'm seeing is, you know, your business, whatever that you're doing, like midway all the way to the back of the store. But you find a space, like I said, that was once owned either by a tavern or a lounge, some type of entertainment business, I'll put it like that. And you know what? You're going to get a good deal on this lease. It's like this guy you're negotiating. Like he may tell you, okay, we want $1,500 a month, you know, for the storefront. But you negotiate with him, and he actually drops it down $200 or $300, where you're like, oh, okay, you only have to pay $1,200 a month. So he's willing to work with you and negotiate on the lease. It's in a high-traffic area in the same block that you're in. I see two doors down. There's Starbucks, and it looks like on the other side of them is a retail or a, God, what do you call that? I can see this business so clear. It's like where you could go in and take your clothes and they'll sell them for you or your goods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't think there's a name for that, Carla. I'm just showing you. They're showing me the block. I see your business,
oh, okay.
And they're just showing me what's in that block. So it'll give you ideas as you go to look for this, too. Because, like I said, down two doors or so from you is the Starbucks, and then there's a clothing store. God, I can't think of the word for that. But you can go in and leave your stuff. There you go, consignment store. That's what it is. So on the other side of the Starbucks is a consignment. You know, it kind of gives you a thing to look at geography when you go to look at this place, right?
Okay.
Like I said, it's high traffic. It's near the downtown corridor, but not quite. It's near. But it's
okay.
A high traffic area where you're at, which tells me that means good for your business, right? Because that's what you want is a high traffic area.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so, yeah, you are. You're asking there, you're going to, yes, you are. And it's a good location, and your business will do good, better than what it did before.
Yeah.
It's almost like a blessing, like universe is making you move so that you can be blessed in abundance so other things can come out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. I hope you jotted that down so as you're out looking, you know, outside the downtown quarter, up and down the
uh-huh.
street, that when you see those locations, your business building or not building, but places right there.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'll keep my eye out.
And don't forget, negotiate on that lease. You'll
okay,
do good.
Okay, we'll do. Okay.
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 Have a wonderful
Thank
week,
you.
And thanks for calling, Carla. Be blessed, my friend. Okay, next call, area code 201. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you doing today, young lady?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Right.
I want to know if you see a long-term relationship, marriage, something, somebody to spend the rest of my life with. Do you see that in my future?
While you were talking, I saw an older man. Now, don't laugh, Rose. He's got a big butt. It's almost like, I know, I was tickled to myself as the angels were telling me, but they're showing me this guy's kind of got like a pear shape. You know, he's an older gentleman. Now, he's not like out of shape or obese or anything like that, no. But he's kind of got like a pear shape built, kind of like a woman. So I'm seeing this big behind.
Oh, no, I don't know if I'd react to that, Lenny's. Let's pass on him. Do you see anybody else?
Oh, thank you, Rose. I need a laugh today. Thank you. No. I'm in a good mood, but laughter's always good. That lifts your spirit. Okay, let's see. Well, show me somebody else, angels.
I mean serious, committed, marriage, anything like that. I'm not into dating too much these days.
Yeah, I'm seeing a slender guy now. Now they're showing me, because I got to write this down, it's coming. This slender man, he's tall, maybe about 6'2".
Mm-hmm,
but he's slender.
That's what I like.
Let's see, early 50s. Is that too old for you?
That's too young. I'm a little bit older than that. But that's fine.
No, early 50s, okay. Any 50 up is okay. It's 50 below we wonder about. You know,
right.
You get in your 60s. Why are you dating a 40-year-old? If you're in your 60s and date a 50-year-old, that's okay.
Right.
Because it's okay. It's all right. But anyway, I see him anywhere between 52 and 54. That's what the angels are showing me. So that's why I said early 50s. He's in real estate. Interesting. Okay. What else, angels? He's been alone for 10 years.
He's got money too, right, Leonard?
I bet you. Let me see. Oh, yeah, he lives comfortable. Own place, own car, own foundation, retirement, everything. Yeah.
Guy, this tall guy for like 6 years now. He just doesn't appear, though. I don't know when he's coming around.
Well, are you going out? Because he's not going to knock at the front door, Rose.
No, we're going
are you going out interacting
I'm out,
with social?
Out. I go to the stores. I go to the mall. But, I mean, I'm not into the bar scene or drinking or anything
that. No. You don't have to do that. Let me ask you this, because I see a casino. Is there a casino close to you?
Atlantic City's about 3 hours away, and I just went there.
Oh, No. That's too far. Mm-mm. I saw that as a possible meeting place, but no, that's too far, so it can't be a casino. But they're showing me like it's, you know, it's not a nightclub. It's like a lot of stuff you can do in there. Do you have anything like close, something similar to a casino or that type of entertainment close to you?
No, not close to me, no. Maybe I'd have to take a day trip or something. But I don't go to casinos. I don't know. You never know where this guy's going to show up. I've been hearing about him forever, and he's got
forever,
money.
Huh? Well,
yeah,
I see
years.
A big celebration.
Yeah.
I can see him there, and I see you there, but it's – that's why I'm asking, because it's like a casino. It's a big celebration. I don't know if it's end of the summer, the community has a big barbecue or something, because sometimes neighborhoods do stuff where, you know, different families get together and they have a big barrage type of thing before the end of summer. So I don't know, but it's a celebration.
Soon, Leonard? You feel
I'm
it
sorry?
Coming soon? You feel him coming
soon,
around?
Yeah, I'm seeing this like in 2 weeks. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is coming up quick, honey. This isn't like, it's before the end of the month.
Oh,
in fact,
okay.
They're telling me right now, it's right after the 19th. I don't know if it's that Monday, the 20th, but they said it's right after the 19th, but it's quick. It's not that far. But let me ask you this, other than the casino, forget that. Is there anything big that's getting ready to come up? Like, do you have
yeah,
a
I'm
big
going on
bear
the-
or?
I'm going on vacation next week on the 20th, and I'm going to Miami Beach. And I'm going to be with a tall, 6'2", slim guy. That's the truth.
Oh, you are going with a date? You're going with the guy down here?
Oh, I'm reuniting with someone from my past who I absolutely adore. But, you know, it's not a relationship. Just, you know, he's a lot younger than I am. I'm looking for something serious long-term. But, yes, I'm going to be with the guy you described. But that's not the same guy I've been hearing about for years.
Oh.
Because this guy
but
doesn't
see,
have
he's in
money,
your energy.
What are you talking about?
That's why I picked him up, Rose, because he's in your energy.
Oh,
yeah,
he sure
okay.
is. I'm going to be meeting him in a week.
Well, since you're good friends, Rose, well, you're in Miami Beach. I don't see why you're not going to run into this guy.
Oh, okay. Well,
so this is what I'm telling you, because you're going to run into him.
He's in real estate. He'll be selling some of those mansions.
Oh, see? Thank you for the validation, Rose. Okay, well, Rose, you got to call me when you get back off vacation. I want to know how did things go and who did you meet. But you
well,
look
I'm
going
to be with somebody. It's going to be hard to meet somebody when you're with somebody, but I'm going to keep everything you said in mind, and I don't want to keep you any longer. I'm sure you have other people holding.
Yes, Rose, and just, you know, keep a card with your phone number on it, girlfriend. Don't you know how to slip a person your card? Say, call me.
In today's crazy world, I'm not too sure about doing that. There's so many crazies out there. I watch the news and I'm so scared. But no, hopefully he'll come around soon. Thank you, Lennis.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful week, young lady, and thank you for calling.
And thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. Welcome, Ellen Jean. Welcome, guest 440. If you guys have a question, I'll come back to the chat room right after this call. So if you have a question, put it up there, and I'll answer it for you, okay? All right. Thank you. All right. Next caller, area code 307. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. This is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I was just wondering what you see going on in my love life.
Okay, are you involved with anybody right now, Alyssa?
Nothing too serious, but I am. I've been seeing someone.
Okay, you don't want to ask about him?
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't think he's
because you're. Okay, because you're already in a relationship, so to speak. So you know, I'm going to pick up on his energy. When you're by yourself and there's no male around you and there's no male energy, then it's even easier for me. So let's
yeah,
see.
Yeah, we're not together.
Okay. All right, Alyssa. Am I pronouncing your name right, Alyssa?
No.
Alyssa?
No, it's Alyssa.
Alyssa. Oh, okay. Alyssa.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
It's a different
That's okay. It's pretty, honey. Okay. Let's see who's coming up from Miss Alyssa. Ooh, the angel said you got a mouth on you. When you get mad, my, Alyssa. They said you got a mouth on you, boy. You could call in Satan if you got mad. Like, they better not piss you off. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Okay, the angels are saying that's a good thing that you're a strong woman, that you stand up for yourself. So thank you for that. You're a queen. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, who's coming for? September. Let me write this down. They're telling me in September, curly, tall, dark, curly hair. Okay, wait a minute. God, you guys are going so fast. Tall, dark, curly hair. Different culture.
How old?
No kids.
Ooh,
no kids. No drama.
No drama.
His age?
He likes to spoil. Likes to spoil.
Good, because I like to spoil.
They're giving me a big gap on an age. They're giving me 45 to 55. That's a big gap. So I don't know. No, I don't know, but they're giving me a 10-year gap. Usually it's like 2 or 3 years, but anyway. Well, let me tell you what they're telling me because it was going fast. Okay, in September, tall, dark, curly hair. He's a different culture than you. He has no kids, no drama. He likes to spoil his woman. He's between 45 and 55.
Where
are you going to meet this guy? Oh, I'm already there. I'm asking. they're telling me it's a fluke.
Ooh.
It's a fluke how you meet him. Okay,
like
now they're telling me you're being invited to go somewhere, and you're like, it's a girlfriend inviting you to go somewhere, and you're like, I don't really feel like going. I don't know, I may take a rain check. You're wavering back and forth. But this girlfriend puts pressure on you and like, come on, you need to get out the house. Come on, let's go. That moment in time, when you change your mind, that destiny will take you to that guy where you guys are going.
Oh, good. And you think
so,
September.
You know, you are. When she invites you, whatever this is, because it's coming up in September, like I said, I don't know, maybe the first or second week. But you're not going to really feel like going out. But because you changed your mind and went, you know, because things work in a wink of an eye, right? Same way you can change your destiny in a wink of an eye. And because of that, that changed your destiny. Because then when you go out with her, that's when you're going to see this guy. You're going to see him.
Oh,
he's got
good.
Little teeth, too. He's got, like, baby
little
teeth. I mean, his teeth are short. They're showing me he's got short teeth. He's got a nice smile. His teeth aren't crooked, but they just like baby teeth.
How do you think he is?
And he's got his ear pierced with a little tiny hoop. His right... His right ear is pierced. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And he's got a smooth complexion. You're going to notice this about him, Lisa. He's got smooth skin. Very smooth skin.
Okay.
It's almost like you don't normally see that on a man. Like, you know he shaves because you can... that you know he shaves, but his skin is just pretty. He's got real smooth skin, so I don't know. But then he's a different culture
yeah.
than us.
What about his astrology sign and how tall is he? Do you get any of that?
He's not that tall. He's 6 feet tall, and he's either I'm getting an A, so he's either an Aries or an Aquarius.
Ooh, okay.
Aries, my birthday's in Aquarius. Hmm.
Cool. My birthday is in September.
Too. Are you Virgo? When? Are you Virgo or Libra?
I'm a Virgo.
Okay.
September 15th.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aquarius person will be a challenge for you, and an Aries person, well, that's fire, and you're Earth. So
Earth does put out fire. Yeah. It's a tough relationship. I just dated an Aries. My last boyfriend was. It was good, but it was bad, too.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the validation. That's two today. Thank you. All right, Alisa, well, got it going. Did you write that down? So remember the first and second week of September, tall, dark, curly hair, different culture, no kids, no drama, likes to spoil his women. Or woman, I should say, and he's between 45 to 55 in age. And you're going to meet him by a fluke. So remember that now. When your girlfriend asks you to go somewhere, and the time
I'm
that
going.
You say, no, I don't really feel like going, remember, Linus told me, oh, yeah, change your mind. Change your mind. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let me know, girl, how it goes. I'm sure it's going to turn out good, though, but let me know. You have a good week, young lady, and thanks for calling.
You too.
Yeah. Okay, next caller. Area
code
313. Hi, who's this?
Sherelle, how are you?
Hi, Sherelle, doing fine, and you, young lady? How's your day going?
I'm okay.
You don't sound
okay.
What's wrong?
Huh?
You don't sound. You know I'm an analytical empath, so I can feel you. What's going on? Because I feel hurt right now. My heart is hurting. So
Yeah.
Go on with it, girl. Tell me about it.
Well, for one, I get scammed and a guy ran off with $700 of mine. I don't know if I'm gonna get it back. Two today. Well, tomorrow. It's my man's birthday, and he's out having a good time, and I'm just worried. I don't know.
Well, Sherelle, do you two live together?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, let me ask about your man and see what's going on. What's his first name? That's all. I don't want his last name.
Maurice.
Oh, Maurice. Oh, okay. I got a nephew named Maurice. Yeah. Okay. Let's find out what's going on. He he don't always listen. It's like earplugs is in his ear. You can be talking to him. He hears you, but he tones you out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he don't hear you. He hears you, though, but that's why they're showing me these orange plugs in my ears. So that's telling me that he don't want to listen. When he should be listening, he blocks it out. Let's see what else. Well, he does have a good heart, and he has a good spirit about him, but he's stubborn. He's got a stubborn streak in him. He likes to play.
Yeah,
but it don't
much.
Mean nothing to him. You know, if he's out with the guys and stuff, he might be a little flirty, but it doesn't mean anything. It's like he loves you, and he know, and the guys know it too. His buddies that he hang out with, yeah, he let them know that he loves you. You are number one in his life. Let's see. What else about Maurice? He needs to be more forthcoming about paying his bills, the angels are telling me, not to mess around. Business is business, and personal is personal. And so he needs to do better about his accounting. Am I right?
No, we pay his bills on time.
Huh?
I said he paid his bills on time.
Okay. As long as you know that this stuff is being taken care of, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Let's see. What is he doing for his birthday? Let me ask that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he knows you got a surprise or you're doing something. That's what he thinks in his mind. That you guys are what?
Huh?
He's showing me dinner. I see a cake and kids. Yeah. It's kind of low-key, but yet it's big-key, I guess, with you guys, intimately in the family. You know, maybe a few friends. I see you guys. There you go. Okay, you guys are going to a restaurant to celebrate his birthday. That's what I'm seeing. You're going to a restaurant. And
yeah.
They bring a little cake out or whatever. But you and him and the kids
food.
And a few friends. And I see a few friends.
Oh, I don't have
any like
kids.
Probably his kids.
I don't have no kids.
Okay, well, I see kids, so would he bring his children
maybe
to the little birthday?
Probably so, but I don't know. That's another thing that bothers me the most.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, the guy loves you. He really does.
He do. Yeah, but he
yeah,
just,
he does.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to figure out is what's the problem? What's the problem with the mom of his two children?
Yeah, three.
What's up with her? She's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, he got three.
Two by one lady and one by another one. Am I right?
No, they all by the same person.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because he got twins, a boy and a girl. Yeah, two girls and a boy, but the boy and the girl are twins.
Okay. All right. Well, go out to dinner. That's what I see, that you guys are going out to dinner tomorrow to celebrate his birthday. That's why I say it's low-key, but it's big-key because it's just a family and a few friends there. And I believe he brings his children, too, to celebrate. Why do you feel, because I don't see him being distant from you. What are you feeling about him that you want me to check out further?
Because, I don't know, it's just like yesterday. He come in strolling in the house at 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, I'm supposed to be mad.
Well, have y'all sat down and talked about that?
If
you two are staying together, then you're acting like a married couple, then so be it are the rules, right? You don't come in after 3 o'clock. He don't come in after 3 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Did you discuss that?
The same thing. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
He always says, that's my birthday weekend. I don't control him and all that stuff.
Sherelle, you know what you should tell him? When you're coming home like at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, how am I supposed to love you? It ain't no way. Just say that to him. See what he says. No, seriously, think about that. How would he feel if he was the one at home and you showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning? I don't think he would like it at all.
No.
So, you know, so instead of like harping and arguing and fussing, just tell him, how do you expect me to love you? Because it ain't no way with you coming in here at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Right?
Yeah.
So you
then,
nail it
yeah.
home. But, you know, you ain't got the curse, get ugly, or jump up and down and be some drama queen. Just say, how am I supposed to love you? Because it ain't no way with you coming in like that.
Then he's more so mad about me because I ended up making a huge mistake of giving a person $700 I don't know as far as me getting a car. And this person that ran off with my money.
Now, Sherelle, I know people done told you or your mom or somebody, don't be giving people your money. Number one,
I
you
know.
Don't ever give a man your money because a man should be able to take care of you. If you're together and he gets laid off or get out of work, that's different. But just you two kicking it, you know, being together, whatever, yeah. If we're going to act like a husband and wife, then you need to bring it like a husband, you know.
Yeah. He done ran off with my money and everything. I done made a police report. I don't even know what is going to be done. I don't even know if he going to get away with it or not.
Well, you know what? You can go to small claims court, Sherelle,
yeah, that's,
to get
that's
your money back. Yeah, go to small claims court. I mean, it's not that much. What is it, like $50 or $100 for the form to fill it out? And you just go to court and say, hey, you know, now he owes you seven. I probably shouldn't say this to you. But you could put down that he owes you $1,000, $700 for which you actually gave him, and the other $300 for your time to have to go through this for, you know, and to pay for it. Any court costs, that's what I want to say. The $700 that he owes you and then for court costs, whatever that is. But, yeah, do that because that way they'll run his Social Security number and wherever he's working at. Once you put that claim in, if you want, you can even have him garnish his check till you get your money back.
No, excuse me.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I'm just letting you know. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Sherelle, well, let me move on, but, yeah. You ask your boyfriend,
you.
How am I supposed to love you? All right.
You're
going to have a good week.
Okay.
Let you two sit down and talk.
I hope
don't
so.
Holler and scream at each other, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Communication
okay.
and understanding. When we get emotional, then we start hurting each other's feelings. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay,
all right,
thank
baby.
You.
I love you.
Have a good
Have
night.
A good day.
Love you too.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye
bye. Bye bye. Bye bye. Okay. Oops. There we go. Okay, next caller. Area code 303. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? Oh,
hi. It's Marilyn. Hi.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
How are you doing? And the people in the chat room, I'm so sorry. Let me answer Marilyn's call, and then I'll come to you guys. Sorry for that. Okay, Miss Marilyn. It's me and you, girl.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're
so
welcome.
So I'm confused then, really trying to clean up my energy around my finances, and it's kind of crazy because I just keep getting slammed. So I'm wondering what I am blocking or limiting myself with, and if you do see this clearing up in the near future, maybe I'm just dealing with old stuff that needs to move away. I'm not sure what's going on.
Well, it's true, because what we're going through right now, and right now, because the new moon was yesterday and the solar eclipse, it's a new beginning.
Right.
It's a new beginning. But along with this new beginning, because we're in Mercury retrograde and all the rest of that cluster mess upstairs, it's a chance for stuff to come forward and be done with it. You know, whatever that it is, to come forward, deal with it. It's off your plate. Done deal. Now let's go on to the next thing.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, because the new moon is your intentions. But let me ask you, do you have a, well, if you don't mind, I got your number. I want to call you back and get your website, your email, and I'm going to send you a prayer for your finances that'll change. I'm seriously, this prayer will change. I'm looking for it. There it is. Okay. Let me put it on here. Email this to Marilyn.
Okay,
so as soon as the show is over with, it'll be me calling you. It's a 253. It'll be me, Linus. And it's just to get your email, Addie. Yeah, and I'm going to send this prayer to you. And I'll guarantee, that's how I know how good this prayer is, I guarantee your situation financially will change for the better.
Thank you, Linus. I so much appreciate it. I'll look forward to your call.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll be calling you shortly. That's a promise.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, now let me run to the chat room. Thank you for your patience. I'm sorry, I just got an answering calls. Okay, hi. Can I ask a question for reading from the chat room? Yes. We aren't deciding whether or not to sell our house. I really love my home, and my husband doesn't care either way. Unless something changes financially, we may have to sell in October. Can you tell me what you see about the situation? I've been focusing on financial abundance coming through for us. Yes, you need the prayer too, Ellen. Ellen Jean, you need the prayer too. Let me ask if you're going to sell. You're going to sell your house. In fact, it was delayed, and it's like after the delay, 30 days later, it will sell. It's almost like a crunch. I don't know why, but I'm seeing a crunch. And then, like, maybe somebody wanted to sell. It was pending, but it wasn't going to go through. But 30 days after that, your house will sell. There will not be a problem then. I know you probably don't want to leave your home that you've been in for years, but, yeah, your husband's right. It's going to sell. So tell you what, Ellen Jean, could you please just type in there your email, Addie, and I will also send you the financial prayer as well. Yeah, and things will change for the better, believe me. Okay, thank you, yeah. But you are moving. October, yeah, in the fall of the year. It might even be around November before you guys get out of there. What I'm picking up right now is it might be November. And I know the wintertime is not the nicest time of the year to move. God knows. It's cold, it's wet, yucky pooey. But, yeah, it might even be November before you get out of there. But, yeah, the house is going to sell. And you know what? You're going to get, it looks like $250,000 over your asking price. So you're also going to get a blessing with the sale. I see $250,000 over. So if you were asking for $100,000, you're going to get $250,000 more. So what? It'd be like $350,000. But yeah, you're going to do good. You're going to do good. So you don't have an idea where you're going to move to yet, Ellen, where you'll be moving? Okay. You're not going to like this. I see you moving toward a cold climate. If it's not the Northeast, then you're looking at Utah, Montana, Wyoming, or the Dakotas. Either in that area of the United States or the Northeast, Vermont and Maine, which is beautiful up there in the wintertime. Actually, I think it's the most gorgeous other than Washington and Oregon, or maybe Alaska, but they have snow all the time. But, I mean, you know, seasonal, how beautiful it is. So, yep, I'm sorry. Those are the two places, Northeast or the Midwest. So give me your email, Addie, and I'll send that prayer to you. Yes, ma'am. The move looks good. It looks good. You were thinking the coast, maybe California? I see coldness. Not a bitter cold. I just see coldness. It's a change. Almost like a 180-degree change from where you're at, kind of. Okay. Well, while she's doing that, let me go back and pick up another call. So, area code 573, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Robert. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome, Robert. Welcome to the show, sir.
Great, great. I am trying to move, and I want to see what direction and if Divine Resource is going to come in, if so, when.
Okay. So, now you're talking about moving within the state where you're at now, right? Not moving
no,
out
I want
of state.
To, I want to go out of state.
Oh. Damn, why did Mississippi jump up so fast?
I don't know, but...
Yeah, no, I ain't thinking I like Mississippi. Are you kidding
nah.
me? Even Martin Luther
nah.
King didn't want to stay there but a night. let's see. Ooh, I'm getting California, Arizona, and Texas.
Okay.
The three states I got, California, Arizona, and Texas. California, if you moved out there, the angels are telling me it's going to be a fast life,
mm-hmm.
almost like living on the East Coast. I don't know if that's because of the work you're doing or the people that you're around, but they're saying it's a fast moving, very fast, yeah. And Arizona, okay, angels, what do you see from Arizona? Hot as hell, I know that. Business. Oh. Now they're saying Arizona, and I'm seeing Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing Tucson. What else are you showing me? I can't see the word of the third city. But anyway, business. Very, very, very strong business. I don't know if you have connections there or if the company you work for, they have, you know, some agencies there or what, but business is very strong in Arizona if you move down there.
Okay.
Almost like you'd be working your butt off, but a good way, I guess, you know.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Now, and Texas will not give you the salary that you're looking for. The only thing good about Texas is that it's kind of laid back, but they're telling me that you won't get the salary. Arizona will give you the salary that you're looking for, and California will give you the salary.
Okay, okay. When do you think this move may take place?
Anytime from September on, whenever you want to move. You're open. I see you're open from September to December.
Okay.
So anywhere in there you can move. In fact, you've got some money coming. It looks like a bonus. Or a check from somewhere. It ain't IRS either, but it's a check coming, and it's either $500 or $5,000. I'm usually pretty close about that, so it's either $500 or $5,000. But you're getting this right after Labor Day, right after the holiday. It's going to come in,
okay.
But they're not showing me what you're getting a check for. It's owed to you. I know that. It's money that's owed to you. But you're finally just now getting this money. So, anyway, look for that right after the holiday in September. I would say around the 3rd.
Okay.
3rd or the 4th, you should get, get your check. Now, moving, yeah. In fact, they're saying after that, you're really going to narrow down and get out of there. So... you're still open from September to December. You got 4 months in which to move, to make that move.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I mean, I'm in Missouri, and I feel like I'm stuck, you know. And I had to help my mother with a transition and a sister, but, you know, I'm just ready to get out of here now.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry to hear
Thank
that,
you.
But I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Well, be any additional resources coming in? Or that's just what you see?
Now, I saw additional resources California more than Arizona.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like California has a lot more programs than Arizona
mm-hmm.
does, which I imagine they would. It would stand a reason. But they've got a lot more programs to assist you and help you, you know, for business-wise, whether it's a loan
right.
or SBA or whatever. But they just have more than Arizona.
Okay.
So, but then I told you it's fast living, so, you know, you might start connecting the dots as soon as you get off the plane in a way
mm.
of speaking, you know.
Right.
But
right.
whatever that you do for a living, Robert, Arizona is your business state as far as
mm.
for you. For
okay.
you, yes, business, business, business. Whatever that you're doing, you will flourish in Arizona. So, yeah. And those two states, like I said, California, Arizona, that's where your money is, not
okay.
Texas. Yeah, that's
okay.
that's your money. And my suggestion, if you do decide to move out to California and get a job out there, kind of get out of the big city. You know what I mean? Like, don't go to L.A.
Right.
or Frisco. Yeah, some of the... I don't know what I want to say. Just not the big hubs, just outside
right,
the big
right.
hubs. I guess like you say, the suburbs or something, but yeah. Then you'll do good. In the bigger
okay.
city, I see that the competition is just too competitive. But
mm-hmm.
the smaller cities that maybe just have 100,000 or 50,000, yeah, you'll do good.
Okay.
A lot of programs.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you. Thank you.
You're most welcome, and let me know, Robert, how you're doing. But, yeah, September,
I
think that's when it'll really get in your mind. Once that money come in, it'll really get in your mind, like, okay, now I'm ready. I'm out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thanks for calling, and have a wonderful week, young man.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Now let me go back to the chat. Oh, Washington. I don't know. I didn't pick up Washington this far up. But you know you're welcome to come here. Just make sure you turn the lights off when you leave. Oh, and you know what? If you don't want to put your email address on the chat, you can go to my website. And there's a little message thing right on the first page. When you go into essenceofsuccess.net, shoot me a message. You just put it in there if you don't want everybody to see it. That's okay, Ellen. I understand, you know. Guest 440 and guest 463, welcome to the show. If you have a question, I'll be more than glad to answer that for you. Okay, going back. Okay, area code 303, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, Linus, hi, it's Marilyn. I was just listening to the rest of your show. You had answered my question and you're going to send me that prayer.
Oh,
so.
Okay, all righty. Oh, that's right, because I'm going to call you. Yeah, okay, well, I'll put you in so you can listen. Okay. All righty. Well, you know what? I'm going to take a pause right now and do this prayer for mates. Because I know everybody's kind of, I know it's getting toward the end of the summer, and some of you are still looking for the one, or your prince, or your king. So anyway, this is for men and women. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness, I think I better get a little sip of water there, y'all. I'm going to be coughing. Drink a little water right quick. Okay. I'm back. Okay, anyway, I'm going to read this prayer on romance, and then I'll go back to the calls in the chat room. This is for men and women. We desire a partner who revels in being partnered with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our minds, our body, and our souls with his or her character, their integrity, their honor and sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, and sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. Because y'all know sometimes people don't understand what love is, okay? We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are, in fact, deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on him or herself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. Hello. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self. Don't be playing games. By honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique we are, and not settling. Hello, let me say that again. Not settling for someone who is not what? Our equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it, our will be done. And that's your love made prayer for the day. Okay, next caller is area code 631. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing, young lady?
Good. My someone to say hi to.
Yay!
And my daughter.
Oh, hi, baby. How you doing? Yeah. How you doing today?
Yeah.
You doing okay? Huh?
We're doing good.
Okay.
I'm wondering children. If you can me too, especially the babies. So precious. I wanted to know if you're able to tune into me. I feel that, especially maybe as emotions are concerned, it's like I feel like, you know, it's a deeper level to it. Like I might be, like I'm supposed to do something with it, like intuitively, like me almost psychically, and I'm not sure what it really is. It really came apparent over the past week while I was away for school, and I'm just wondering if you can help me, figure this out. Yeah.
Okay. So yes, is this regarding a man or just you, honey?
Just me. Like, you know how sometimes, like you, a lot of people, they're able to just go in a room and sense like tension, like maybe somebody just had an argument or, you know, something like that. But with me, it's almost like I take on the emotions, like physically feel it,
oh,
and I
you're
can know
empath.
I know where it
comes. You're
yeah,
empath,
but, you know,
girl.
Yeah, it comes physically. Like I get physical, like, especially in my shoulders, and for some reason in my calves, and I feel like it's something to do with that.
Oh, Nicole, bless your heart, bless your heart. You're empath and a psychic too, a beginning psychic, because I can feel it. But let me tell you something about you. Gotta before you walk out that door every morning, cover
mm-hmm.
yourself in white light. From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, that no negativity can enter therein. You're covered by the grace of God for you walk out that house. Let me tell you why. I made the same
mistake.
I didn't know
in.
I was empathic.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know I was empathic, Nicole. And just like you, you can feel it. And I met this couple. The husband had stomach cancer. So anyway, I hugged him and kissed him, and I told him I'll be praying for you and praying for your wife. They came up here to go to the Hutchinson Cancer Center, right? So, okay, Nicole, when I got home from work that night, my stomach was killing me. I didn't know what was wrong with me. Nothing.
Right,
I hadn't ate nothing wrong or nothing. I was like, Lord, what's wrong with my stomach? You know, ain't having no period because that was my first cancer. So in 2000, I had a hysterectomy. So I knew, you know, it wasn't nothing down there.
Okay. Yeah.
And I happened to call a girlfriend who knows that I'm psychic. And she said, you know, that's when I found out I was empathic. And she said, well, what did you do today? And I'm like, at work, what else, you know? And she said, no, what did you do? Who did you talk to or whatever? So I told her about the couple I met, you know, and the wife was bringing the husband here for cancer treatment, you know. She said, you've got his feeling, what he's going through in your stomach.
Yes.
Ain't that something? And I was why would I capture something like that? She said, you're an empath and you don't know it. You were feeling his pain and what he was going through. And I was like, oh, my God. So, you know, I went to praying, Nicole. I didn't know what else to do. I asked God to take it away
mm-hmm.
from me, of course.
Mm-hmm,
but then
mm-hmm.
I asked God also to heal him, you know, not just, no, I don't want to feel that, but I asked God to heal him as well. But, yeah, so after that, then I talked to a couple more older women, you know, that are metaphysical, and they told me, always cover yourself with white light when you go out the house because, number one, there's psychic vampires. Number two, there's people that be going through stuff. And you could just walk up, you could be in the store shopping and just walk
minding
up.
Minding my own business,
Right, and a person, you know, like, oh, hi, Nicole, how you doing? And, you know, y'all speak. You ain't hugged or kissed or nothing, just speak. And you walk on past, you go past. And before you can get to the end of the aisle, you're like,
Right.
Something ain't right. You done picked up that energy, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it
okay.
is. We've got to learn. That's why we cover ourselves, especially people that are psychic or empathic. You definitely
mm-hmm.
need to cover yourself where you walk out the house. Because all, and you know, come on. Look at all the energies, just even your children, all the energies that are coming at you. So you just want to protect yourself. And then also, Nicole, because you're empathic, you know we just went through a shift change. With all that mess that was going on upstairs, that was
mm-hmm.
a shift change for us that are sensitive. So if you feel like maybe you had a day or two all of a sudden you busted out crying or maybe you just snapped and you know that's not like you that quick, like, what the hell?
Right. Mm-hmm.
The shift change is correcting what was wrong. So the shift change is bringing us to the next level, but it's also like, okay, Nicole, you're empathic, you're a psychic, and you're slowly developing that, but you got to be able to keep yourself out of harm's way and love and hope.
Yeah.
Okay, that's true.
Because,
you don't want to put that energy to your kids either.
Right. And the thing, I feel I hold it in, and especially when I get it, because I went away, because I'm becoming a licensed counselor, so we had face-to-face.
It was so much
emotion. And if they were holding it in, I felt it, and as soon as they did let it out, then immediately it went away. The pain, the feeling, it went away. And it was more than just understanding what they were. Like, I literally felt it. And if it was very strong, it was a pain. And the worst pain, not pain, in my shoulders and in my calf. Almost like the load was heavy, like I could barely walk. I was like, what is this? What is this? I know
it's
not
mine.
Yes, ma'am. I'm fine. What is this? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That's what you need to do. And listen, Nicole, don't forget to keep your salt on you. Remember, we always tell everybody, keep your little pack of sea salt either in your purse. You know, put it in a container. If you got an old medicine bottle, just pour some in
there.
Carry
just
something
it
small
me.
Can fit in your purse. And then, when you got pants on with a pocket, then get another container just to keep on your pants right next to your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because, you know, the sea salt keeps the negative away.
Okay. So I'm on the brink of, like, knowing what I'm supposed to do with it. Like, cause I know I'm supposed to help people. I want to be a counselor. That's, like, my passion. So maybe that'll tie into that, helping people.
Oh, no, it will. You're doing good.
Okay.
I'm glad you
did
call and ask because I don't want you to go around feeling like, am I crazy, Lord? Am
I that's what I
sick with something?
Think.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
I thought it was
no,
bipolar because I'm like, why do I just bust out crying or feel angry
all
of a sudden?
No.
And
listen, me
I
and Nina done did
it. First.
No, ma'am. No, me
that's
and Nina have done
it
because
was
I was telling Nina.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, Nicole. I was telling Nina, I said, I had just got through cleaning the kitchen, girl, and turned the TV on. Like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? You know, I'm talking to myself. Look, what are you crying for? You ain't did nothing but come from the kitchen and went to the living room.
It's a shift change.
And it's affecting. And see, you're sensitive, too, just like me and Nina are. You're sensitive, too, so you're feeling
very,
it. Now, empathically, I want to tell you this because
mm-hmm.
you're a counselor, and when you deal with people and stuff, and you know, you compassion, got feeling and heart and stuff.
Yeah,
when you
yeah.
feel that this stuff is coming on as you're helping a person, in your mind, you tell God, take this from me. I'm here to help her, God, but I can't take the emotion, the feeling.
Right.
You know, just say it silently to yourself as you're helping her. You know, like, I'm going to help her, God, but you got to take that from me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, visions comes with it, too. I had to, like, leave the room a couple of times because, you know, I didn't want to call people out about their past, but I felt so sorry. And I got little bits, like, of what they went through. Like, okay, this is why, you know, she was abused. Like, she didn't, you know, they were holding it in and they didn't want to say it. But, like, I just knew it. And I had to, like, excuse myself and go cry in the bathroom because I'm like, oh, my goodness, I need to get it together.
Yeah.
Like, this is crazy. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Oh, and I'm sure in your job, I'm sure you hear a lot of stories, honey. And let me tell you, there's a lot of stories that are untold out there, Nicole.
I know.
A lot of untold stories.
We
all got stories.
I do.
Whether
yes,
we talk about it or not.
Right.
Know,
right.
We all got untold stories, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
God bless
well,
you for the work
you.
That you're
thank
doing.
You.
But
right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, protect yourself and put that sea salt in your purse. And even once you're in your office, at your desk or whatever, put a little container in your desk. And it just keeps that at bay. Not to say you're not going to help people. You'll continue to help.
Right.
But it just won't be so strong. Because, you know, other
right.
energy knows energy. And they see that that energy is open with you and they're like, just swallow you up.
Because
like,
that's the thing, people naturally want to talk to me. And I'm like, that's fine. But I just need to learn to handle this within myself. So I'm not so affected by it, especially in a negative way. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you always want to stay positive. Because we don't know what that other person is going through. They can tell you this or that, and inside they could be just crying and dying inside.
That, yep,
you know?
Yep.
So.
Okay. Well, thank you so
That's
much.
That's why I
thank
always
you.
Try
I'm
not to be
that.
Judgmental. Because I always say, you know, there's a saying, somebody's got it worse than you. God knows that's true. That's true.
That
somebody, you know,
true.
Whatever
that
we're going through. But I just try not to be judgmental because I'm like, I don't know what your day has been. I don't know what happened to you last night. You could have got up with a smile on your face and 10 minutes later somebody pissed you off so bad and now you walk up to me. Yeah, what's good about it? Good morning.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, instead
That's
of me
exactly
going off
That's exactly the way
on,
I am.
Yeah, let me find out what's going on. Maybe you had, you know, maybe you were
me.
Dealing with your kids and left work mad.
That's
like,
right.
when I get home, I will whoop that ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's all people need is just a release, just a, you know, just purge it all out. That's all they need, you know, somebody that really cares.
Yeah.
And understands and empathetic to just let it out. And that's what I feel that I'm supposed to do, that I enjoy doing. That's my satisfaction. Because, you know, we don't, counselors don't, you know, make the best of salaries, but my gratification is really in helping people.
Well, yes, and that's so important because, honey, we need, oh, Lord, you know, mental issues is so bad in this country right now. My God in heaven. I just read the thing today, and I know this don't have nothing to do with psyche, about those kids in New Mexico, that the guy was teaching children how to kill other children.
Yes, with a gun.
I damn near cried, Nicole. I damn near cried. That hurt me. They're children. Jesus Christ, they're children, and you teaching them to kill other children?
The most impressionable time.
Now, I don't normally say
innocent.
This, but I hope somebody cuts his balls off and hang him up
there,
on the
There you go.
I'm not kidding.
There you go,
I don't have no understanding when it comes to kids. I've never been prejudiced with children. I know we all have our little prejudice, but with kids, and I don't know, maybe something from my past life that I saw kids getting hurt or whatever, but I don't care if they're black, white, yellow, green, purple, alien, ETs.
Right.
They're children, and I love them. That's
right.
It. Now, when you're
they're
grown
innocent.
And you can piss and shit, I
that's
might
it.
Give a little pause.
Right. Yeah, but definitely when
I
it,
might
you know,
give a
children
pause.
And
with
they,
a child,
they lose their
no.
innocence, yeah.
Yep, not a child. I love children. I always want the best for them, and Lord knows this world ain't the best right now, but
right.
We just pray. just pray and hope for the best for girls and boys.
Just do what you can. That's what that's, yeah.
Yeah,
what
I was just telling
the
lady
one person
the other day.
By person. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we in my generation, back in the early 70s, you were brought up to pray for the girls, right? Pray for your daughters because you don't want them to get raped or assaulted or abused.
Right.
But, honey, by the 90s, it was time to start praying for sons.
Yes.
Start praying for these young men and even the little boys to start praying for the boys because they were coming up against it just as bad as the girls.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, I don't like
yeah.
to think about it. You know, it keeps getting worse and worse. You know, I don't like to think about it like that, but. You just hear these stories, and it's just like, how could you do that to a child? And then a lot of times your own child. And how you mentioned earlier, the mental illness, there's so many things that contribute to that, the medications and that we don't heal from our past stuff that cause people to just snap. And it's not an excuse, but, a lot of the time that's what it is. Yeah.
But that's true. Sometimes what you go through in your past, it does reflect how you live today. A really good example, my ex-husband was alcoholic and domestic violence. I made sure when I divorced him, if you drink, you weren't dating me. Okay?
Right.
And don't raise your voice because I might go into a sister to the second power. But I'm saying this because I needed to change and not accept what is. I needed to change for me. Like, do I love me? Do I want better for me? I don't want to go back to that. And I see women and men, it ain't just us, you get out of one relationship and maybe that person was using drugs or maybe he was an alcoholic, who knows. And then the next relationship, you're in the same shit again. Didn't you learn from the last?
Exactly.
Why do you want
to
repeat that cycle?
I had to do the same thing in myself. My thing was I always wanted to give other people what I didn't necessarily have. And I had to break down to myself, like, wait a minute, you did all this work personally to, you know, improve yourself and get over the things that you've been through. Why don't you think that you deserve somebody that did the same thing? And, you know, and it's true, like, you know, sometimes you want to be with somebody, you don't mind certain things that they have to go through, but certain things, yeah, why are you accepting that? Why are you accepting that this person that don't want to work and you want to show him that, okay, you want to be there for him and you got his, and you can support him? Why don't you think that you deserve somebody that come just as ready as you are? And that's why, you know, I decided to stay single, keep working on myself, and that person that's on the same level that I am or better, so I can get there too, that he's going to come. I went through the same thing. Like, I can't, I got to love myself more and believe
there
that I
deserve more.
There you
go. Love thyself first. Love yourself, forgive yourself, and thank God every day. Them three things. I love myself and I forgive. Because you don't know what the day is going to hold. So I'm telling you, before I walk out the door, God, I love me. And I'm asking you to forgive me before I walk out this door. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm out. Audi 5,000.
That forgiveness is a big one. I'm still working on that. Audi 5,000.
Yeah. So, good. Keep in touch with me, Nicole. Let me know how things are going.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, let me know how things are going. And if you need some more spiritual information, just call us. Now, you know, on Monday nights, Nina's here with me. On Monday nights at 6 o'clock. So she's a Reiki master. And, of course, Nina's Sunday morning. She's quite the diplomat. Y'all know I'm Saturday night. I shoot from the hip. I just tell it like it is.
See, I'm both. I'm like the I got both in me. You know, the name Sheree. But I'm also, I'm day and night in one person.
Well, that's all right. There's balance. That's balance.
Mm-hmm,
well, let me know, girl. Let me get on to another call. But let me know how things are going.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. You have a wonderful week, young lady.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, next caller. Area code 978. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis. It's Kathleen, or Kay. How are you, honey?
Hi, Kathleen. How are you doing? Well, Kay, I call you. How are you doing?
Yes.
You sound
good.
Better.
I didn't tell you. aside from your readings, you post the best shit on Facebook. The joke stuff. I copy all the jokes you post, and I'm in stitches. Honest to God, you're a riot.
You know I'm a nut. You know I'm a nut.
Oh.
I have people on there that'll respond, stop it, stop it, stop it.
Really? No, I crack up laughing, and after
a while,
I'm not surprised what you post.
God, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I got a question for you. I had back surgery, laminotomies, in December of last year, 2017, okay? The very last year, month of the year. And I was doing good the first few weeks afterwards. I could, climb the stairs, do this and that. A few weeks later, I need the walker. I had a stair lift installed that I have to use. I got to sit on a chair in the shower. I've been told before. Well, let me ask you this. Do you see me soon walking without a walker and being able to climb stairs and a curb?
Yes. I need you to buy some cod liver oil. You have any cod liver oil at the house? Or castor oil, I'm sorry. Castor oil.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, okay. I want you to buy some castor oil because this is what the angels are telling me. Put quite a bit of it on your hand and rub it in your back from your tailbone as far up as you can go. You know, don't overreach because I don't want you hurting yourself. But from your tailbone up, they want you to rub that area with castor oil every day. And that will not only loosen the muscles and the bones and the inflammation.
Yes, so you see inflammation, don't you?
Yeah, that's why they're telling me that. This is going to help the inflammation. It's the castor oil, but you got to rub it every day from your tailbone up. You know, maybe not even quite halfway your back, just from your tailbone up, but just do it good. I mean, I know castor oil is oily, but do it good. Put your panties on and maybe a little day dress or something because, you know, it might stick a little bit. But
so let me ask you, I've been told before it's the reason my balance is off because inflammation. All right, let me ask you on the same lines of this. Do you see me having another, not necessarily an operation, and I don't know, I've been told this, a procedure that will correct my balance? I don't know of one.
I know, it's your equilibrium. That's what they're talking about, but I'm just asking. Wow, Angel said no.
Well, equilibrium isn't.
No.
All right, I don't think I have anything wrong with my ears, like an inner ear thing.
No. I'm just saying, it's not your. You don't. I'm just saying your equilibrium, for your balance, you know, so when you stand up and you go to walk, that's all. No, there's nothing wrong with your brain or your ears.
Because I didn't have this problem before the surgery. I had spinal stenosis, I had lower back pain that went into my butt and my legs. My balance was never off. And a few weeks after the surgery, I went right downhill.
Yeah.
I walk like I'm drunk.
Yeah, the castor oil is going to help that a whole lot. I don't know why. The angel's just telling me that if you rub it on there every day, it's going to help you a lot. And it's natural, too. You know, castor oil is natural. Thick as hell, but. So remember that castor oil.
And you can get over the counter.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can get castor oil Safeway, Kroger's, whatever, or either your drugstore. Castor oil costs probably about $1.29, maybe. About $1.29, something like that.
can I ask you, when you see me actually be able to walk without a walker or go up a chair lift and, you know, use my own legs to climb steps, I don't have the strength?
90 days.
3 months? So what's that, November?
Yep. What are we looking at? September, October, November, yeah. But that's what they're telling me. 90 days, you should be able to stand up and walk around. But you got to put that castor oil on your back every day.
Okay, and then there was another oil I heard, because I have lymphedema. And I read on the internet, it's like $16.99 to order it. Oh, God, what the hell is it now?
That's okay.
Oh,
take your time.
Something, ginger root oil, ginger oil.
Well, you know ginger's
and you
good
rub
for
it,
your body anyway. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And, yeah, and, you know, I guess you rub it on your body where you have the lymphedema, and it's supposed to help with the swelling, what have you. Do you think that's something I should order, too?
Well, ginger's good. I would never tell anybody not to use ginger. Ginger's very good for a lot of purposes in your body.
Maybe
so
I should rub that on my back, do you think? Too?
No. Do the castor oil with the angel said. Yeah, the angel said castor oil, so that's, on your back. But the other, for the edema, sure. It ain't going to hurt you, I can tell you that. Ginger heals.
Okay, so ginger and castor oil.
Yeah. The castor oil is the cheapest. Like I said, it's just $1.29, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but just rub
that.
I'm sorry, I don't mean like lather your butt. But, you know, put some in the palm of your hand and just rub your spine. No, castor oil has no smell to it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's similar to mineral oil. There's no odor there.
Yeah.
There's no odor there. It's
okay.
Just thick. That's all. It's just thick. But anyway, they're telling me castor oil on your tailbone, up your spine a little bit. Rub that every day, and
the guys will be able to slide
bones.
Right off me.
And you're stop. Okay.
Not that they're on me anyway, but. Oh, God. We're going to have a private conversation. All right. I will let you go.
Okay.
Thank you for answering my question.
You know,
honey.
I love you dearly. All right.
Same here.
You have a good weekend, lady.
You're a hoot. Okay, babe. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Lover. Okay. Well, with that, I think we're going to close her out because it's about 5 minutes away, huh? So I just want to tell you all, thank you so much, everybody, for calling in today to Free Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And again, check out our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. So do check that out. And as always, it is my pleasure and my honor to answer your questions and to be of service to you. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do, and Miss Nina does too, even though she's not here on Sundays. Now, don't forget tomorrow night, you guys, we're back. Miss Nina's here Monday night. She's back from vacation. 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 9 p.m. on the East Coast, and you folks in between accordingly. Okay, so I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. If you missed the show today. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. And have a wonderful week. All right?